this story called The Secret Seven. Now, The Secret Seven is very big, so we'll be having it part by part, means chapter by chapter. So, it is going to be like a series. So, let's start the chapter one. Chapter one is Off to the Fair. "Hello," shouted a voice over the wall, and Scamper barked loudly at once. Peter and Janet looked up from their gardening. "Hello, Jack," said Peter, pleased.
"Stop barking, Scamper. Anyone would think you hadn't seen Jack for a month. Now come on in, Jack. Any news?"
"Yes, rather nice news," said Jack, wheeling his bicycle in the front gate.
"My mother won £20 at the whist drive last night, and she'd given it to me to take it all to the Secret Seven over the Fairy Hill Town today. Can you and Janet come?"
"Oh, that's very decent of your mother," said Peter, and Janet beamed. She had so badly wanted to go to the fair, but she and Peter were saving up for their father's birthday.
"There's just one thing, though," said Jack.
"Seriously? Susie will have to come, too? And she's got an awful friend staying with her called Binky. Mother says that the money's for them, too."
"Oh, well, we can put up with Susie and once in a way," said Peter. "After all, it's not as if we are going to out to solve some mystery or in the middle of the adventure. You tell your mother we're very, very grateful. What time shall we meet?"
"Let's go after tea when there are crowds of people at the fair," said Jack.
"And stay till the lights are on. I love those great flaring lights. They have let meet about 5 o'clock at the bus stop in the high street. And don't pay any attention to Susie and Binky if they giggle all the time."
"We certainly won't," said Peter.
"Righto, then meet you at 5 o'clock. And then all others coming?"
"Yes, I've been round to them," said Jack, getting on his bicycle. "We'll have least £2 each to spend, and some of others are bringing her a bit more too. See you at 5 then." He rode off, ringing his bell in farewell.
Peter and Janet were pleased.
"We better ask Mother," said Janet, "though I'm sure she'll say we can go, especially as we've promised to garden all day."
Mother said of course they could go, and she add £10 to the money Jack's mother had given.
Scamper listened to it all, wagging his tail. He looked up at Peter and gave a little whine.
"He wants to know if he can go too," said Peter with a laugh.
"Yes, if you can keep up with our bicycle, Scamper, old thing. You're getting a bit fat, you know."
Scamper barked joyfully. There was nothing he liked better than an outing with the Secret Seven.
"You haven't had many meetings lately down in your shed," said Mother.
"Has the Secret Seven broken up?"
"Oh no, Mother," said Peter and Janet together, quite shocked.
Mother laughed. "Well, a week of your Easter holidays is already gone, and you haven't asked me for cakes and lemonade for one of your mystery meetings yet," she said. "And I bought quite a big tin of biscuits, thinking I'd have to supply you 7 with something to nibble at your meetings."
"Nothing's happened yet for us to call a meeting about," said Janet.
"But we still got 2 weeks holiday left."
"Woof," said Scamper, agreeing heartily and wagging his tail.
"Your life is all holidays, Scamper," said Peter. you don't do a single stroke of work, and it's no good trying to tell me that you helped us with digging this morning. You all were doing was digging a bone you've hidden.
At 5 o'clock, quite a crowd of children arrived on bicycles at the bus stop in the high street. First came Peter and Janet, punctual as usual, because Peter said that as a leader, he must be on time. Just after came Colin, out of breath. He was racing along fast in case he was late. Then came Pam and Barbara together, George shouting behind. 6 of us, said Janet. We just want Jack and Susie and Binky. What a name. We once had a rabbit called Binky. Do you remember, Peter? It was a dear little twitchy nose and teeth that stuck out. Here we are, said George, as 3 children came cycling quickly round the corner.
Hello, Jack. Sorry, we are lost, said Jack.
But how do you know what Susie is like? She could not find her purse, did not know where her bike was.
Oh, you fibber, said Susie. You know you kept us waiting while you pumped up your front tire.
Binky, this is the rest of the wonderful Secret 7 I told you Jack belonged to. Binky beamed all around, and Janet nudged Peter in delight.
She's like a rabbit, says in a low voice.
Exactly. Peter wanted to laugh because Janet was right. Binky had a funny little twitchy nose and a teeth just like a rabbit. She only needed a nice long furry ears. She was a terrible chatterbox, even worse than Susie.
Oh, hello, she said in a breathless voice. It's so nice to meet you all. Susie told me all about you, and is this Camper?
Oh my, isn't he lovely? I've got a dog at home too, but he's a terrier.
And you should see him catch a...
Shut up, Binky, said Jack firmly. And please don't wobble your bike when you ride with us. I never saw such a wobbler before.
Oh well, you see it because I always began, Binky. But nobody listened. They all rode off, chattering and loud.
Scamper came running, delighted with them. The fair was about a mile and a half away at Hilly Down. It was a big field, and as the children topped the last hill and looked down on the colorful sight, they were full of delight. All those tents and stalls and flags flying and fluttering, said Jack as he cycled down the hill.
And a Rhonda boat. I can hear its music quite clearly, said Janet.
Ooh, Binky, don't wobble so. You nearly had me off.
They came to the entrance of the field and went in. They stacked their bicycles carefully together in a corner, and Peter called to Scamper.
On guard, Scamper, he said, pointing to 9 bicycles. On guard, old boy.
Scamper badly wanted to go with them, but he felt proud to be on guard. He wagged his tail and lay down by the bicycles. Peter patted him and turned to the others.
Now come on, he said, into the fair we go.
This is the end of the part 1, and see you in the part 2. Bye-bye.